Thank you, Madam President. My delegation is pleased to congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of this meeting and the CCW Review Conference, and would like to convey full support and cooperation. We welcome the accession of Bahrain and Cote d'Ivoire to the CCW this year. The Convention and its annex protocols mitigate humanitarian concerns arising from the use of specific weapons and weapon systems, while taking into account the military necessity of such weapons. The CCW remains the only forum of a universal character that brings together all the main users and producers of certain conventional weapons, thus ensuring that the instruments which emerge have greater prospect of making a meaningful impact on the ground. The continuing relevance of the CCW is also important in addressing the challenges posed by the development or use of new weapons or their systems with respect to international law, in particular international humanitarian law. And we note that the delegation of Switzerland just made a similar point. Effective implementation of the obligations contained in CCW by all high contracting parties is essential for the success of the convention. High contracting parties bear responsibility for the national implementation of obligations undertaken by them under the convention and its protocols, and for submitting their national compliance reports within the framework decided by the Third Review Conference. India has regularly supported its annual reports and support measures aimed at encouraging submission of reports by high contracting parties. The universality of the convention and its annex protocols remains an important goal. We support the plan of action on universalization and appreciate efforts that have been undertaken in this regard, as well as the sponsorship program on universalization to which India has made regular financial contributions. Discussions on IEDs and RAP2 have been useful in addressing the threat posed by the use of IEDs by terrorists and illegal armed groups. We support the continuation of these discussions under the CCW framework, while underlining that the responsibility for enforcing the rule of law, including respect for international law, lies with the legitimate government authority of the state party. We believe that while there is scope for enhancing cooperation among states in exchange of expertise and information sharing on countermeasures, this should be done on a voluntary basis, keeping in mind confidentiality of sensitive information. The agreement on declaration of on IEDs to be adopted by the review conference is indeed a welcome development. The failure to adopt a protocol on cluster munitions at the Fourth Review Conference in 2011 was disappointing and a missed opportunity, given that the CCW framework could have produced an outcome that included all the main producers and users of cluster munitions, an objective that is still to be met by the international community. It appears that the underlying position of various delegations on the issue of MOTAPMs has not changed. We should keep under review implementation of Protocol 3 on incendiary weapons. The CCW should continue considering ways and means for progressive development of the rules of international law applicable to advanced conventional weapons which have devastating and indiscriminate effects. In this context, we support continued discussions on laws in the CCW on the basis of the mandate agreed at the meeting of experts on laws in April, consistent with the objectives and purposes of the convention. The Fifth Review Conference is an important opportunity to review the implementation of the convention as well as its protocols and agree on specific measures to strengthen the CCW process. To this end, we support a substantive preparatory process based on consultations amongst all high contract parties on issues that are covered with respect to Main Committee 1 and Main Committee 2, as well as taking into account the contribution of the larger CCW community, including relevant NGOs active in the field. I thank you, Madam Chair.